Blackburn, Dems know they're going to lose, but it'll be hard to get rid of spending programs once they get them on the books. By Jeff Poor on December 2, 2021. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, warns Democrats are throwing caution to the wind in their efforts to pass Build Back Better and other spending programs. During an appearance on FBN's Fox Business Tonight, the Tennessee Republican said that Democrats know they will likely lose the House and Senate in 2022. With that in mind, Blackburn said she thinks they will push ahead against the wishes of the American voters because once something is passed, it is difficult to repeal. I would think any Democrat that's on the ballot in 2022 is thinking twice about this and looking very closely at what the impact is going to be, she said. What they know is if they, look at the things that are in this bill. Illegal immigration, which is one of the very top issues. Money for all these vaccine mandates. People are not anti-vax, they are anti-mandate. They don't want that. There is money for tree equity, for crying out loud. You know, think about these programs. It is going to drive up the cost of healthcare. It is going to drive up the cost of childcare. It's going to close the Child Care Mother Stay Out program at your local church because you can't get the subsidy unless you use a government program that is going to cost you more money. And some of the estimates on these child care costs show child care costs are doubling and tripling, Blackburn continued. Now, people are already paying too much. And on top of all of this, you've got the gift of inflation that Joe Biden has delivered to you just in time for the holidays. Everything costs more. Thanksgiving costs more. Christmas is costing more. It's harder to get goods because of supply chain problems. The American people don't want this, and they are showing the Democrats they don't want it, but the Democrats are thinking, you know what? Let's roll the dice. Let's go for it. We know we're going to lose the House, the Senate, but it'll be hard to get rid of these programs once we get them on the books. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.